One more. If it will fit in the episode, I'll be happy. If not, and this is maybe the one that takes the cake for me.
Okay, let's roll it.
More to come, yep. So I stayed in some little hotel that night. In those days, you could get a room for $5 a night, I think. And so this was just like the next day or two after the incident with the natives and the hood of the car.
Ah,
same trip a couple of days later. And yeah. I go out the next morning and get picked up by three Mexicans in a car. And it was a guy and his sister and another guy. And I ended up spending the entire day with them. And before long, they let me drive because they were all drinking. And this was like, you know, they picked me up at 9 o'clock in the morning. I think it was even a Sunday. And it turned out they were working in Winnipeg, and they had like a weekend off. And so they decided to just start going, just drive for the weekend, and they had driven west for the however far they could get in a day, and then turned around and were coming back this day, and and they would finish a bottle, roll the window down, throw it out the window, get another one, but they were really they were cheerful, happy, friendly people, just having a lot to drink. And so obviously I was quite relieved or happy to be driving. But eventually it started snowing and snowing, and I was trying to get to my brother's in Minot at that time. My brother, who was in the Air Force, lived in Minot, North Dakota. So they were willing to drive down into the States to take me there, which they did. Mm-hmm. But the snow was so bad that for a while I was just navigating by centering myself on the fence posts coming out of the snow. And eventually it gets after dark. And
were they still drinking?
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, yeah. And it eventually got too bad. We just weren't going to make it to Minot. I couldn't stay awake anymore. It was really scary. And we had just left some town in western North Dakota trying to persevere, and I had to stop the car to get out to walk around to wake myself up, and it was so icy I had to hang on to the car, and that's when I decided, no, we can't do this. And so we turned back to the town we had just left and have to get a motel, but we didn't want to pay for four people. They didn't want to pay for four people to stay in the motel, so one of the guys and I go in to get the room. And supposedly a couple, and I can't remember exactly what we said, that I'm just, you know, rolling my eyes to myself like, oh my God. But I trusted them by then. I mean, I'd spent the whole day with them, and they were, so I wasn't worried about that. I just was thinking about how it looked, I guess. And so we get the room, and then we go over, park by the room, and smuggle all four of us in there. And they pull the mattress off the double bed so that the other woman and I can sleep on the floor on the mattress, and they sleep on. And then they head out to find a liquor store.
Oh dear.
And but that it all went fine, and I did make it to my brother's the next day. So.
That is the craziest story. That trumps all. That was amazing. And how did they get home? They were drinking all the way back home.
Yeah, they wanted me to take them all the way back to Winnipeg.
Oh, I see how that works.
And they would have put me up there, and then I would have been on my own getting back from there.
I love it. I love the trust part, too.
Yeah, because they were so sweet.
You can feel that with people.
Right. Yeah. I was really, you know, felt close to them by the time this whole ordeal ended.
That required trust on both parts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think they were just so happy to be off the hook and do what they wanted to do. So, yeah, I suppose by the next morning, somebody had to kind of stay a little
somebody had to
off
buck
the
up
drink.
And
yeah.
yeah.